let that which we would hear, we would speak, we would share this day, let it do all of us benefits in the mighty name of Jesus. Open our eyes of understanding, give us knowledge and wisdom we would apply in every area of our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. We're going to read scriptures. We're going to read from Genesis chapter 3. Genesis chapter 3, verses 1 to 13. And then we're going to read Psalm chapter 1, verses 1 to 3. Our book of instruction is our Bible. Praise the name of the Lord. Is somebody in Genesis chapter 1? Sorry, chapter 3. If you're there, let's stand to our feet as we read together. We are reading Genesis chapter 3, verses 1 to 13. Then we'll go to Psalm 1, verses 1 to 3. Genesis chapter 3, Genesis chapter 3, 1 to 13. 1, 2, let us go. Now, the serpent was the shrewdest of all the creatures of the Lord God had made. Of the tree of the garden. And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the tree of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God had said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die, for God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. 7. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together, and made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of the Lord God, walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself. And he said, who told thee that thou wast naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou should not eat? And the man said, the woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. 13. And the Lord God said unto the woman, what is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, the serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. Amen. Shall we go to Psalm 1? And we'll read 1, 2, 3. Are we there? Let's go. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in the law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in the season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doth shall prosper. May the Lord prosper every one of us in this season in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Shall we have our seats? Praise the name of the Lord. Our Lord is a merciful God. Amen. He's a good God. He's worthy to be worshipped. And is worthy to be followed. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, I'd like to title this message, Take the Opportunity and Be Restored Now. Take the opportunity and be restored now. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord, somebody. Praise the Lord, church. Are we together? Anytime that it rains, it appears that we all get a bit cold. Praise the name of the Lord. Is God in the house this morning? Is Jesus in the house this morning? Hallelujah. Are there lively stones in the house this morning? Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Remember that yesterday we were anointed. Praise the name of the Lord. And we should be lively. God has brought us good news. Every time that we have an opportunity to hear the word of the Lord, we know that it is good news. And if we are the workers' meeting, if we are a worker here, you know that it's the time that God is establishing his kingdom, or he has come to remind us that his kingdom must be established here. No other kingdom but the kingdom of the mighty God. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And I'd like to share a testimony with the church. Praise the name of the Lord. And this is a testimony of a king. Are we listening? It says this is a testimony of a king who lived many years ago. He was very wealthy. Children, are you listening? Because you will tell your Sunday school teacher this story and this testimony. The king lived many years ago. He was very wealthy. And he owned everything in that kingdom. But he didn't have a family. And he was getting old. He longed greatly to have his own family, whom he could love and leave his wealth to someday. One day his prayers were answered. One day he met a young man and they became very close. And he gave this young man all the secret to his wealth. And he also told him that one day he would inherit all that he owned. Very soon, this young man too became very lonely. And he needed a companion. He wanted a companion so badly. He longed to get married. He longed to love somebody. He wanted to start his own family. And then one day his prayer was answered. And he found a wife. And then they got married. And they began to enjoy the kingdom together. They began to enjoy the wealth of the king and the goodness of this king. And at their wedding, the king warned them, and he told them not to have dealings with the neighboring kingdoms, because he knew that they envied him and that they would come to pollute this couple. And the couple did what? They promised to obey the king. And that was all he wanted. Don't be polluted by the other kingdoms. Don't have dealings with them. But before they too knew it, this couple had visitors from the neighboring kingdom. What did they come to do? They came to wish them well. You just got married. You know how it is. We've just come to, you know, rejoice with you. But their visit was no ordinary visit. It wasn't really a visit to rejoice. It was a visit where they came to infiltrate this couple and began to tell them how it would be easy to dethrone this king and to take all his wealth, and that all the wealth would be theirs. Why were they so foolish to think that they would be under somebody forever? But what happened? This couple, they became vulnerable and they listened. They listened to how they could dethrone the king and then have all the wealth to themselves. They became convinced that they deserve to have everything. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Beloved, a lot of us are like this couple. A lot of us behave just like this couple, who become convinced. Who become convinced to do what? To disobey God. Who become convinced to go contrary to the words and the commandments that God has laid down for us as his children. It is a very similar story. It is one that we see played out, lived out by so many people in the kingdom of God. The ones that God has called to himself. The ones that God has said, these are my chosen ones. The ones that God has said, you are co-heirs together with my son. They become convinced of the things that they've heard from neighboring kingdoms. From kingdoms that are not kingdoms of God. Praise the name of the Lord. Beloved, I've come to tell you today that obedience is a decision. Obedience is a decision. It is not a feeling. It is not that I feel like obeying today and I do not feel like obeying tomorrow. Obedience is a decision. And God has given all of us that freedom. He's such a good God who does not force us to do things. But he has given us the freedom to choose what is right. Obedience is a decision, beloved. And many say that they love God. When we say we love God, to love God is to obey him. For him, that is the primary thing. If you say that you love me, then you obey me. If we say he is our father, the Bible says that where is the honor? The honor is to obey him. Praise the name of the Lord. To obey him and to follow his words. Hallelujah. Scripture tells us, if we can open to us our Bible in First Psalm 15. We know that story. The story of the king and what he was commanded to do. He had specific instructions to destroy. To destroy a whole people, the Amalekites. He was anointed. The prophet went unto him. Samuel said unto Saul, the Lord sent me to thee to anoint thee to be king over the people of Israel. Now therefore hearken unto the voice. Hearken unto the voice of the words of the Lord. And thus saith the Lord of hosts, I remember that which Amalek did to Israel, how he laid wait for him in the way when he came up. He says, now go and smite Amalek and utterly destroy all that they have and spare them not. He says, but slay both man and woman, infant and suckling, as the sheep, camel, and the ass. That was the instruction. If you go down in that chapter, it says, but the people in 21, but the people took of the spoil, the sheep and oxen, the chief of the things which should have been utterly destroyed, to sacrifice unto the Lord God in Gilgal. That was contrary to what God had said. And in verse 22, scripture says, and Samuel said, had the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord, behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. Praise the name of the Lord. The Lord wasn't looking for this kind of sacrifice. The instructions were very clear. It says, behold, it is better to obey. So to love God is to love what he loves, and to hate what he hates. Praise the name of the Lord. You can't love what God hates. Praise the name of the Lord. If God hates wickedness, then you hate wickedness as well. Let's turn our Bibles to scriptures in Psalm 45 and verse 7. Now we're going to look at some things that God hates and see if we also, whether we love those things. Praise the name of the Lord. Bible says we should hate, love righteousness and hate wickedness. Psalm 45 verse 7. I had a reader yesterday. I thought maybe that reader will still be here to read. Hallelujah. Psalm 45 and verse 7 says, thou lovest righteousness and hatest wickedness. Therefore God, thy God, had anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. Praise the name of the Lord. So, God hates some things. We'll quickly look at those things. What are those things that he hates? Proverbs 6 and 16 to 19. Proverbs chapter 6. We should not love the things that God hates and say that, oh yes, maybe these things look good. Let's have mercy. Let's just love them. They look nice. God has a reason for saying these things. Don't go near them. Praise the name of the Lord. 16. Thank you. Hallelujah. So God hates this thing. He says they are wicked things. A proud look, the first one. He hates a proud look. He hates a lying tongue. Hands that shed innocent blood. A heart that devises wicked plans. Feet that are swift in running to evil. A false witness. And one who sows discord among the brethren. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, there are other things that are stated in the commandments and the Holy Scriptures, which are contrary. And God says these things, they are sin. They are sin. I do not want my children to have a hand in all these things. Now, when God says a proud look, some people say, that is how my face is. No, that's your face or your countenance should not be like that. You know somebody who is proud when you see one. Praise the name of the Lord. And if the Lord says, when you see your brethren, change that face. In fact, it's not only for the brethren. At all times, change that proud look. I do not want to call names. Not names in church. But people that I know that when you just see them, you know that. This one from head to toe. God says, I hate it. So have instead a humble look. Begin to practice it. For those who think that that is how their faces were made, begin to practice and begin to ask God to change your face to be a face of a humble man. So when people see you, they say, this person is humble. Because God hates a proud look. A lying tongue. We all know what that is. Some people, the minute they open their mouth, like they say, it's only the good morning. In fact, sometimes you may question, is he really good? I need to look outside. Everything they are saying, A to Z. No truth. And God detests that. Hands that shed innocent blood. We all see that going around us, particularly in our country today. Killing going on for no reason. We must not have a hand in such activities. A heart that devises wicked plans. We read Psalm 45 and verse 7 where we are told that God hates wickedness. So if we have a hand in wickedness, it is an opportunity that God is giving to us today that this kind of things must stop. Everything that is evil, feet that are swift to run into evil, things that are not of God. Wickedness, evil, false witnesses. You know something is a lie, then you come and say, no, I was there. It actually happened. That thing never happened. Praise the name of the Lord. It never happened. But you now go and say, I will be a witness. Call me. I will come and say that it happened. That is a false witness. And we see that going on a lot in churches. We see that going on a lot in our courts. People going to bear false witness against their neighbor to say they did this and they did not do that. Bible says that God hates it. Anyone who sows discord. Some are just interested in scattering the brethren. I don't want them to be together. I don't like the relationship that they are they are forming. So I will go and do something to make sure I scatter them. God hates it. People sowing discord. Praise the name of the Lord. So people who have their hands in such things, God says it is a sin. That is the ministry of the devil. Transgressions against God. It's of the devil. It is not of God. It is rebellion against God. If you turn your Bible to Deuteronomy 9 and verse 7, it says clearly that this is rebellion against God. Anything contrary to the word of God, anything contrary to the instructions of God, anyone going to say, did God say? Deuteronomy 9:7, are we there? Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Rebellion against God. Why are we rebelling against God? The God who made us, the God who loves us, who loved us and still loves us, who had mercy upon us, who has kept us up until this time. Despite all that we've done, he still has mercy. Even till tomorrow. So why are we rebellious? Why are people rebelling against God? 1 John 3, 4 talks about transgressions of the law of God. 1 John 3 and 4. Transgressions of the law of God. God hates it. Praise the Lord. Are we there? Is somebody reading it? Hallelujah. So these are clear transgressions. Once you go outside of God, once you go out of his word, once you go contrary, once you are saying that I can do it no matter what God says, no matter I don't want to hear that preaching. I don't even want to hear it. You know, people are so bold and they say, I don't even tell me, don't preach to me. They are transgressing the laws of God. And they're saying, don't tell me. That is old time religion. It was in Old Testament. It's New Testament. It's those things. God did not know that these things would happen. Praise the name of the Lord. Like somebody was saying, I can have so many wives. God did not envisage that, you know, there will be so many women that are single. So I'm helping them. The devil is a liar. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, in 2 Samuel chapter 12, 2 Samuel and chapter 12, the story of David. The story of David. 2 Samuel, are we in 2 Samuel chapter 12? Okay, we know that story because the story is quite long. We know that David, he did something so wicked and evil. And what did God do? God sent the prophets. Go and tell this king about what he has done. Praise the name of the Lord. And go and ask. Now the prophet came to David, and David did not know that it was him that the prophet was talking about. And then he judged the case by himself. After he had done evil, killed this man, taken his wife, and was living freely, happily, as if nothing happened. He thought that the sin had been covered. Praise the name of the Lord. Verse 12 says that, for thou didst secretly. He says, but I will do this thing before all Israel and before the sun. Praise the name of the Lord. His sin was discovered and revealed. But the interesting thing is that David, he did not deny it, and he did not try to hide what he had done. In Psalm 51, I'd like us to read Psalm 51. He took the opportunity to be restored back to God. He took that opportunity. And he went straight to God and he said, what? God, have mercy upon me. Psalm 51, verse 1. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquities and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity and in sin did my mother conceive me. And then he goes on and on, begging God for mercy, begging God for forgiveness, asking God to purge him. God, create in me a clean heart. Cast me not away from your presence, because he knew that that was where he had his strength. That with this God, God who had seen him from day one, the God who had chosen him, restore me, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners will be converted unto thee. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. Praise the name of the Lord. So this was someone who had realized that he had sinned. He had missed it. But he did not want to stay in that situation or that position. He had the opportunity to ask for mercy. And he did go and ask for mercy. Praise the name of the Lord. Bible tells us in 1 John 1 and verse 9, it says, God is faithful. He's faithful and just to forgive us of all our unrighteousness and of all our iniquities. He is faithful. He's a faithful God. It's an opportunity that God has given to every one of us. When we miss it, when we do things that God has said, don't do this. I hate this thing. I hate evil. I hate unrighteousness. Love what I love and hate what I hate. And then peradventure, we go on to do those things that are contrary to the word of God. We should quickly align ourselves like David did and go before God in that Psalm 51 and begin to plead and begin to tell God how good he is and begin to tell God how kind he is and begin to tell God that he's the only one that can do this and do the things that you need to do. Praise the name of the Lord. It is not a time to hide. It is not a time to hide from God. Our text of today says, what did Adam do? He went and he hid. They hid themselves. They had gone contrary to what God had said they should not do. But they did not have the humility to say, God, we have missed it. We didn't do this. We forgot to do this one. We did this one intentionally. Lord, have mercy. Beloved, it is not a time to hide. Our sins cannot be covered. God has seen everything. But God is looking into your heart. He says, create in me a clean heart. The minute you realize that this thing that I've done, I've totally goofed, we go back to God. God loves us so much. He says his mercies that are new every day. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, you will find that the same accuser who came to have the meeting, the one who came to lure them, Bible tells us in Revelations 12, 9 and 10, that is ever before God accusing the brethren. You know, that is just it. He's not somebody that you should have alliance with. He's not somebody that you should even give a place. Praise the name of the Lord. The psalm that we read, Psalm 1, verses 1 to 3, he says you should not stand nor sit with sinners or scorners. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, giving the enemy and those that are of the enemy's kingdom an opportunity to even sit you down is the number one mistake, is error. The minute you begin to listen, you give them a place. It's one foot that you said, enter. You know, they go the whole way. They even want to come and be sleeping in your house. Praise the name of the Lord. So, Bible says, do not give a place to the enemy. Because the same person that you thought that you had just listen to him or his cohorts would go before God and say, did you not see? Accusation. God has planned and blessing this person. Then the accuser will go there and say, how can you bless? Can you not see what he or she did? He has the list. So his intention and his motive from the very beginning was, I would trap and then go and accuse. Praise the name of the Lord. That is all the enemy, his mission is for mankind. Praise the name of the Lord. So if you do not give him a place, then you can, there's no way that you can even consider. You know, Eve began to consider what the devil was saying. And Bible records that then she became convinced. Her consideration led her to be convinced. Praise the name of the Lord. The minute you begin to hear the voice that is contrary to what God has said in scriptures, it is that same minute that you shut it down. Shut that voice up and say, this is not of God. I don't want to listen. Praise the name of the Lord. You know the way we used to do when we were children, when they don't want to hear, they would just block. Put their hand in there. I don't want to hear what you're. That is the same way. Don't even consider, don't even give it a thought. So we should be careful what we see, what we hear, so that we will not be convinced. We will not be convinced and swayed to the other side in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Bible tells us in Hebrews 7:24. Our God is such a good God. Praise the name of the Lord. He is so sweet. Hebrews chapter 7:24. But this man, because he continued ever, had an unchangeable priesthood. In 25, he says, wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. Praise the name of the Lord. So, first of all, there must be a coming to God. You have to go to God. There's no other person. There is no other way. We need to go back to God. This same God. He's the same God that can deliver, that can save. So where are we running to? Nowhere. He's the one who is also able to save to the uttermost. We need to come to Jesus. We need to come to God by him. That is, go to Jesus and then to the Father. Because he's ever making intercession. He's ever making intercession for us. You know, while we saw in Revelation that the enemy is always before God accusing, our Lord Jesus is always doing what? Making intercession. Intercession for his people, for his children, to ensure that the enemy does not take any one of us to his kingdom. Praise the name of the Lord. None of us would he take to his kingdom in the name of Jesus. None of us will go with him to his kingdom in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He's ever making intercession for us. And we must do all that we can so that that intercession will not fail, but it will come to pass in all our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, so whose voice do we hear? The voice of God, the voice of man, the voice of the enemy. Whose voice do we pay attention to? We have the Holy Spirit. Praise the name of the Lord. We have the Holy Spirit. Thank God for everyone who came for the anointing yesterday. God has told us that we are a chosen generation. We are his people. praise the name of the Lord. Whose voice are we hearing? You know, nowadays there are so many voices. You hear the voice of government. You're hearing the voices in the church of preaching. You hear the voice of God. When you are by yourself, the Spirit will speak to you. And of course, you hear the voice of the opposite side. You hear the voice, your friends, their voices as well. They will come and say things. They will come and whisper things to you. Praise the name of the Lord. That was what happened to Eve. After God, she had heard, I would say both of them had heard God's voice on what to do and what not to do. The second voice came. And it says, I'd like us to go back to that scripture and look at it precept by precept. Genesis 3. Genesis chapter 3. She heard the other voice. She dwelt on that voice. In fact, she entertained the voice. They sat down and they were eating meat pie and they were having coke. She even entertained the person and said, God, sit down and hear what is it that you want to discuss? Praise the name of the Lord. Voices. I'm reading the New Living Translation. Now the serpent was the shrewdest of all creatures the Lord God had made. And then he said, really? He asked the woman, did God really say you must not eat any of the fruits in the garden? Now, from the way the story is laid out, it would seem to us that he was there when God was saying, praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. He was there. He was in a corner when God was saying, because Eve did not really tell him, please, oh, leave me alone. Oh, this is what God has said we should do or we should not do. He's the one that came and said, come, Eve. Did he really say? Did you hear very well? And then he began to put doubts. Now, a child of God who does not know scriptures very well, doubts would come. Because then when the voice is saying all that they've come to say, then the doubt would say, is it really, did I really hear? Confusion. He's come to put confusion in the things that we know, the things that we have heard. Did God really say it? Or did you imagine it? Did you make it up? Was it not your friends that told you this? And the woman said, of course, we may eat it. The woman told him, it is only the one, that other one that God said. We mustn't touch it. Don't touch this other one. Any other thing, you're free to enjoy. Every other thing, just like the story, the testimony that I started with. For that couple, the king had given them everything. And had also promised them, you would inherit this thing after me. Regardless of the fact that they were not really related. I'm going to give it to you. You inherit it. Now, when they began to conceive in their hearts that we too are entitled to have much more, they were not suffering for anything. They didn't lack anything. But then they began to think evil. Remember, we spoke about the things that God hates. People who go and devise evil. Wicked. They began to plot in their hearts wicked things. And began to think of how they would covet everything that they already owned those things. Beloved, those things belong to them. The king had said, it is yours. I'm old anyway. These things, I will soon go. These things are all yours. So what was the need to want to dethrone or kill the king? Praise the name of the Lord. What was the need to want to plan a coup? These things are yours already. Praise the name of the Lord. We can see selfishness and wickedness in those things. And Eve said, God says we will We must not eat of it or even touch it, or we will die. And listen to what Satan said. He said, you won't die. You won't. God knows that your eyes will be opened. Now, why was it easy for Eve to now believe what the enemy said? And quickly forgot God's own. God said you will die. Somebody said you won't die. The other person said you won't die. God just knows that your eyes will be opened when you eat it, and you will become just like God, knowing everything, both good and evil. You would wonder, what did they want to know good and evil for at that point in their life? Why? What did they need it for? And the woman, in verse 6, he said, God, the woman was now convinced. And the fruits, now her eyes opened, and the fruit looked so fresh and delicious. And it will make her so wise. Praise the name of the Lord. The enemy had crept in. The enemy had sat in. The enemy had put everything on them. Praise the name of the Lord. So, who have we been listening to? Church. Who do we listen to? When we hear those voices, when we hear contrary voices, has that voice just come to play out what we really had in our innermost mind? That's a question. Because how did Eve become so convinced, easily convinced? She didn't query it. She did not think of going back to God. Let me go and ask God. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, there's something about inquiring from God. God, did you say that I'm a bit confused? I want more clarity on this. She became easily convinced without having to go back. Praise the name of the Lord. Who do we listen to? Bible tells us that in the multitude of counsel, there is safety. Praise the name of the Lord. Do we go back to elders in the church to say this are the things happening in my life? This and this are the things that we have heard in the marketplace. These are the new revelations, in quotes, if they are revelations, because the revelation that we should walk by should come from scriptures. These are revelations that we hear, that our friends have said, things that are happening in their own churches, in their own homes. Bring it to people who have superior knowledge, I would say. Superior knowledge over you. And ask them, let's look at these things. Let's look at these things together. My friends, you know, the youth and then even some adults are easily swayed by what their friends are doing. None at their age want to live and be alone. They don't want to be the only one out. They don't want to be left out. So instead of being left out, they would rather join what other people are doing. And if you ask them, why are you joining them? Say, I don't know. Then my friends are doing it. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. So we must begin to wake up and begin to question, are we just following the masses? Are we just following our friends who are being led astray wherever they get their own wisdom from, if it is wisdom at all? Who do we listen to? And who is convincing us against the word of God? Against the word of God. Praise the name of the Lord. We are not being convinced to follow the word of God, but we are being convinced to follow or to go against it. We must be careful. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'd like to read also Psalm 1, our text. I'd like to read it again and again. That psalm is speaking to every one of us. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seats of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Praise the name of the Lord. So you are not sitting and considering those things that are contrary to the word of God. But what we are thinking of in the church is how to delight. How am I going to delight and make God happy today? That is all. How am I going to? It is by meditating on the word of God. You meditate upon it and you are convinced. Remember that we said obedience is a decision. You decide within yourself that this thing that I've been told by God are the things that I want to do. I don't care what my friends are doing. If they're doing opposite, let them be. I will tell them my own. Praise the name of the Lord. And we know that wherever we are, we should be influencing people to God. Not the other side influencing us to their side. Praise the name of the Lord. They must not influence us. Eve was influenced to go against God. But we must influence those around us to be for God. Praise the name of the Lord. No matter what it is. No matter what it is. He says, well, his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in it doth he meditate day and night. And what will happen to the person who is delighting? Verse 3, when you delight in the Lord, he says, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither. Whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Praise the name of the Lord. That is the result of somebody who is meditating, who is doing the will of God, who loves that which God loves and hates that which God hates. One who hates and shuns wickedness. Praise the name of the Lord. And then we should also be like David. The David that we read about in Psalm 51. He's opened the way to us. He's given us that wisdom. Should we have missed it? Perhaps we are here today. There are some things that you know that, no, I shouldn't have done that thing. It's bothering you. It's in your heart. Look, the way to be free, the way to set yourself free is to go back to God. Praise the name of the Lord. We've looked at that. It's to go back to God and say, God, have mercy upon me. If God does not have mercy upon you, where would we be? The enemy doesn't have one, he doesn't even have mercy. He doesn't have mercy. Praise the name of the Lord. Somebody who is accusing the brethren day and night, there's no mercy with him. All he wants to do is to kill, steal, to destroy. Praise the name of the Lord. Anything that belongs to God, that is his mission. These ones have been saying, God, God, God. I'm going to show them. He doesn't have mercy. So who do we go to? We go back to God. We go back to God so that we do not perish. We must confess and ask to be restored. That was what David did. God, restore me. Lord, have mercy upon me. Hallelujah. Have mercy upon us in this church in the mighty name of Jesus. So, when God gives you that opportunity, we must accept God's forgiveness. An opportunity to be restored. What do we do after we've been restored? We must accept God's forgiveness. We must renew our minds with his words. And always, with his words always, so we hear his voice and not Satan's voice. Praise the name of the Lord. I'll take that again. That we must renew our minds with his words always. We must accept God's forgiveness. After we've gone back to God and say, God, forgive me, I've sinned, I've done this, I repent of all these things that I have done. And God says, okay, you're renewed. I've forgiven you, but make sure you don't go back that way. we must accept that forgiveness. We will not continue to dwell on those things. And as we do that, Bible assures us that we would always hear the voice of God. That voice will supersede, always supersede that of the enemy. Praise the name of the Lord. Our Lord is so good. Our Lord is so great. All the time, praise the name of the Lord. Shall we stand to our feet to pray? We're going to pray and ask God. He says it's an opportunity that he has given every one of us to be restored. An opportunity to be restored to God. Praise the name of the Lord. Do we want to be restored to God? So take the opportunity and be restored now. Let's begin to ask God for mercy, like David did in Psalm 51. He says, have mercy upon me, O Lord, according to thy loving kindness and according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgression. We are using that as our prayer point as we begin to pray. Lord, have mercy upon me. Lord, have mercy upon me. Lord, have mercy upon Concourse Chapel, according to thy loving kindness, according to the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out, O God, blot out every transgression against you in the name of Jesus. Lord, blot out every transgression, any way that we have erred, every way that we have sinned. Father, we are taking this opportunity. We want to be restored, just like you restored your servant David. Father, we are asking, restore us in the name of Jesus. Blot out every transgression in every way that we have sinned. Father, we are asking, wash us thoroughly from every iniquity and cleanse us from every sin. Wash this church from every sin in the mighty name of Jesus. Everything that we have done that is an iniquity and in a sin, Lord, wash us in the name of Jesus. Lord, wash us in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we are blotting out again every accusation of the accuser, everything that the enemy has gone to accuse us of before heaven. Lord, blot it out today in the mighty name of Jesus. Blot it out, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We are praying, God, continue your intercession. Bible says that for you liveth ever to make intercession for us. Lord Jesus, we receive that intercession. We receive your forgiveness this day. We receive forgiveness for this church. We receive forgiveness for every one of us in the mighty name of Jesus. Then, beloved, we're going to pray, Lord, create in me a clean heart. Create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit. Create in every one of us a new heart, oh God. Create in us a new heart, Lord, renew our spirit. Renew a right spirit within us. A spirit that listens to the voice of God. A spirit that obeys the voice of God. Lord, create it in us in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. We pray again that God restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Pray that God will restore unto us the joy of his salvation in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Lord, we worship you. We magnify you this day. You are a good God. We know, Lord, that you've spoken to every one of us. You've spoken to our hearts. Lord, that is what we need, oh God, that we will not be cast away from your presence, oh God. Lord, thank you for your spirit that you have renewed in every one of us. We accept your forgiveness. We accept you, oh God. You've taken us back. And Father, we will forever stay with you in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' awesome and mighty name, we pray. Shall we put our hands together for Jesus? Let's put our hands together for the King of Kings. Put your hands together for the Lord of Lords. He is worthy to be praised, worthy to be magnified. Hallelujah. Continue to clap your hands unto the Lord, unto Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God forevermore. Hallelujah.